once in a while, he has a little bit of a higher voice.
Okay, we are holding on, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we were in the middle of the discussion about how to do smicha. So as a result of that, we got on to Dinei Knosis, because one of the things that we say to a person who is nismach is that you are Rabbi, which, as I mentioned yesterday, the Rambam learns means we tell them that you are a samuch, and that you have reshusa lemeidam dine knosis. Fine. Now, meanwhile, the Gemara said that you need to have three people in order to do the hasmacha. And that was based on the braisa that said smichat zikenim and smicha. So we understood that there are two different issues. There's the smicha on the para, on that par rather, of the korban ha'eda, which is smicha zikenim, and then there's the smicha of zikenim, which is sadi, as we refer to it. But that would mean that you need three people in order to give smicha. Asks the Gemara, is this true, however? V'chad lo samech, are you saying that one person cannot give smicha? The Amar of Yudam Rav, Bram Zechor Oto Ha'ish Letov, indeed this man shall be remembered for good, referring to Rabbi Yudah ben Bova Shmo. Shilmalehu Nishtakehu Dinei Knasot Miyisrael. Now once again, we see here the relationship of Dinei Knasos to Smicha, because even though we do the same din of Shloisha Dayanim would actually apply to other cases as well, not only to Dinei Knosis, although let's recall that Dinei Knosis is the primary location where it's talking about Toin Tainas Ganav and Mishalim Shnayim L'Reyehu. That's Dinei Knosis, where the Elohim appears in the Pasuk that we count three times. But nonetheless, the din of requiring Dayanim Mumchim, which are Smuchim, would actually have applied across the board, according to those who hold the Yerif Parshas Midiraisa, according to those who hold not Yerif Parshas Midirabona. But nonetheless, we have, when it comes to the dinim of hodos v'halvos, we have the halacha of the heter to be done with three mumchim, because of the fact that we don't want to be lotino delas v'fnei lovim. When it comes even to other issues, where v'ikar adin you would require three b'dinei mominis, we have the concept of shlichutayu ka'avdina. But even in Bavel, we continue to be Dan because Bezdin has asked us to continue to represent them, even though we ourselves are not Smuchim. But those things are only done for elements that are both Shlichi, which they happen often, and therefore they require a Bezdin to be done, and they also involve Hefsed. But where we don't have those elements, Bezdin doesn't give Rishus to be done. In which case, Dinei Knosis, where you're paying not what it is that you took anyway, so it's a penalty. So over there, we didn't, but there's no real hefset either. Not paying the penalty, to pay the keren. So Bezdin did not make that din of Shlichutayu in that case. Meila, if you don't have smuchim, you don't really have any options for being done in Dinei Knosis. So since Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, as we will see, kept the smicha alive with the following story, if it wouldn't be for him, we would have forgotten Dinei Knosot. The Gemara first wants to figure out, we don't know what's talking about smicha yet. So we ask, what do you mean we'd forget Dinei Knosot? Well, Nigrasino, so learn it. I mean, what's the problem? And just teach it. No, we mean, but lu Dinei Knosot Yisrael. It would have ended up that we never would have been done Dinei Knosot. Shepa'am achat, gazra malchut harsha'a, gizera Yisrael. Once the Romans were gozer, shekol ha-samech yehareg, v'chol ha-nismach yehareg, v'ir shesomchim ba-techarev, v'techumim shesomchim ba-myeyakru. So the gizera of the Malchus was to make certain that nobody would take any chances that they used to do. And before I should say, but they would take people outside of the city in the Tchum on Shabbos when everybody was gathered together. There was time to have them meet the new Smuchim, because after all, these were the people that would be responsible for the Ummah. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu, do you like these guys? And when he appointed the Eisei HaMishkan with Bezalel, you know, And Mesh Rabbeinu said, well, what do you mean? Do I like? I mean, you think they're good people. What do you have to ask me? And from there we learn that we want the people to appreciate the ones that are going to be in charge. And we're not mamonet individuals that the Am doesn't appreciate. And we'll see that this is important for Shlaloch as we continue. So what they did was they were masmich barabim and got to know, so everybody should see the ones who were in Yisman. Because of that, the Romans were gozer, that if you try to, first of all, we'll kill the Nismach, we'll kill the Masmich, and if you do it in town, we'll destroy the city. You try to go out to the Tchum, where they used to do it outside of the city, we'll destroy the entire Tchum, we'll level the ground. They wanted to be Oker entirely, this continued Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma asar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava do? Alach v'yashav lo ben shnei harim gedolim. He went and sat down between two great mountains that couldn't very well be leveled. Some learn that was the point. Others learn when it says the tchumim yeakru, it means the signs that they used to have around it should be yeakru. So he went to an area, the signs meaning they say ad kan tchum Shabbos. So he went to a place where the simen was a har, what even but a har. So he went to that place, and this was Ben Usha Lishvaram, the Somach Sham Chamisha Zakenim, and there, far away from any place that could be dealt with as collective punishment, he took five Zakenim, Veilohim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. According to Rabbi Avya, there were six Zakenim, and he's Mosif Af Rabbi Nechemia, and he gave them Smicha. Kivanchi Kiru Oyvehem Behem, the Romans spotted them. Marlehem Banai Urutsu, out of here, kids. Amrulo Rebbe, Mate Alecha, you're an old man. How are you going to get away? Marlehem, I'm not going to get away. Areni Mutalif Nehem Kevin Shein Lahofchim. I am like a stone that can no longer be turned in front of them. And they'll concentrate all their anger at me. Meanwhile, you guys get away. And I'm like a stone, I won't feel anything anyway. So he's Moshe Nefesh to create another generation of Smuchim in Yisrael. Amru lo zozo mishamat shematzu bar shalosh meyot lulaniyot. They say that they didn't leave there, the Romans, until they had shot 300 different lances at him, shal barzel. V'yasu chichvara, they turned him into a sieve. They were absolutely furious. But anyway, it says over here he did it himself. Doesn't mention anybody else. I thought you said we need a bezdin. We have to have three people for Mispachei Sabi. Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Achrina Havi Ba'adei. It's not that there weren't others there. There were others there. Hadelo Choshev Lu Mishum Kvodo, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The reason that we weren't Makshiv the others is because, in comparison to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it wasn't right to even mention them. Now, the truth is that there's the question we spoke about whether all three of the individuals need to be Smuchim or not. So some time from here is a riot to the Rambam. Because if the other two were smuchim, so I mean, what's it try to say that they didn't? They didn't mention them, and they're smuchim. They must have been extremely chashuv of people. Look, obviously, it's not much of a riot. I mean, say connected the covet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and it could be simply because he was also the nichnas lo viakora, and he was the one who was meiser nefesh. I'm not going to mention everybody that happened to be there as if they're central to the story. So that's not too much of a riot. Now, wait a minute. You just said Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave Rabbi Meir smicha. But I thought Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava samchei Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabba Bava Chodim Rabbi Yochanan. Weren't we taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, anybody who makes that mistake, and kolo omer Rabbi Meir lo samcho Rabbi Akiva, inu elo toa. Whoever thinks that it wasn't Rabbi Akiva that gave Rabbi Meir smicha is making a mistake. Yes, samchei Rabbi Akiva, the lo kiblu. He did get smicha from Rabbi Akiva, and here we see this issue of the relationship of the individual dayan to the way that people view him. They weren't makabel Rabbi Meir as being a samuch, even though Rabbi Akiva had been masmichim, because he was very young, and he was unmarried, and so he was less than 18 years old. And because of that, they held that he wasn't roy to be in the position of responsibility of the smicha. Mamela, he needed another smicha. This is similar to the din that we find of Gezeiros, that a Beis Din cannot force something. If it isn't something that's been, this is part of the actual binyan of Am Yisrael, the Hamada HaTeira Al-Tila, the system of justice Al-Tila, and so on. And there's no such thing as fait accompli, this is the way we do it. It's an interrelationship. We saw this earlier in the whole daf that went through the interrelationship of the Dayan to the Tzibur, and the way the Tzibur has to be makab the Dayan, the way the Dayan has to be nice, say the Tzibur, and so on. So all of this actually turns out to be definitive in the very nature of this mitzvah. The same way we find this by Gzeiros, by the way. We find, let's say, there was an earlier Gzeiros against the Kusim, that they should be Kugoyim. Now we're in Makabalit. And the Gemara goes through a few generations. They kept trying to be Marchik them. And because of business connections and so on, they were never able to be Marchik them to that extent until much later, when finally Kiblu. So there were numerous Gzeiros that weren't Makubalot. You know, we see the Smicha itself needed to be something, the Minu Yadayonim needed to be Makubal Alecha. But they didn't hold he was Roy. He needed another smicha. So he got a smicha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava later in his life. Very much so, yeah. Why, they didn't trust him? Did you hear? Really? Oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. I don't recall hearing that was a problem in his smicha. But yeah, it's interesting. Huh. That's very interesting.
Do you understand that Yehuda ben Bava was not alone at this?
Right, the Gemara is saying there were two others with him.
How did they get away?
They ran, they were young.
Oh, the others ran away?
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was already an old man. He could. They knew that he couldn't get away, and if they tried to carry him away, they would slow them all down. The Romans would catch them. So this is all that could be done. If you hold that you only need one to be Masmich, you mean? You're saying if you hold you need only one and the other two were also Smuchim? It's saying that if not for this Maisa, there would have been nobody else. I mean, that's the question. No, there may have only been one. Really. I'm saying the Rambam holds you only need one, that's enough. So we don't have to say that the other two. Huh?
Since it was more than one person, there were several people he was giving it to, then two of the ones could have joined with him to be the group.
But how did he give the first one?
Yeah, because he only needs, I thought the Gemara says that only one needs to have.
No, the Rambam says that.
Alright, so he's the one that has this smicha. Right. He takes two of the ones that don't.
Then he doesn't need anybody else.
No, but I thought you still need three, only one of them needs
the
smicha.
But you have to need the three for the first one, so what are you gaining?
But only one of the three
has
to have
smicha
himself.
Right. Yeah, but you still need three people to come with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in order to be masmich. The other three.
Could have been
the
guy that were about to get smicha.
Yeah, in Achinami. Yeah. In Achinami. Yeah. That's an interesting point. But why say Acherim Havi Bahadai? He said Elu Havi Bahadai.
They couldn't have been that old because they seem to have run away.
No, see, the Chassidim say Elu Havi Bahadai. According to the Rambam. These guys themselves were there. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Fine. That's an interesting point, yeah. Says the Gemara, a new halacha. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz. There's no smicha in chutz la'aretz. So what does that mean? My ein smicha. Yilayim alolo dayne dine krosis klal b'chutz la'aretz. Sometimes you say, smicha has no bearing to chutz la'aretz. Smicha itself, the authority of smicha is a function of Eretz Yisrael. That's not true. That's not. It's a Mefarish Mishnah that says that Sanhedrin is no haggit ben bar, it's ben b'chutzlar. Sanhedrin needs even a gabi dine chai v'nisis, koshken dine chai v'knosis.
The Sanhedrin of Eretz Yisrael
has the right to be done. That's right.
They
can go. They themselves can be done in chutzlaretz. This Sanhedrin can be done in chutzlaretz. So it means there's no smicha. We don't give smicha in chutzlaretz. You have to give smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Now, pshita if the somchin or b'chutzlaretz, if the people that are giving the smicha in chutzlaretz and they're trying to give it to people in Eretz Yisrael, that for sure is not going to help. Because, I mean, if we view it as the people in Eretz Yisrael being by them, So they couldn't even do it if they were right there. I mean, so Koshkin not going to be able to do a long distance. Harmin and alone. But what about the opposite case? What if the people were giving the smich on Eretz Yisrael, and they want to be masbich somebody who's in Chutz Lars? Can they do that? My. Toshma, the Rabbi Yochanan, having mitzvah later, Rabbi Shaman Baraba, the Wahabi Gabayu, the Lismeche. Rabbi Yochanan was always upset that he was unable to give smicha to Rabbi Shaman Baraba because he wasn't able to bring him to him. So he couldn't do it long distance. Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud, Bechad the Ime. Furthermore, Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud and one with him. Here again is that same formula we discussed earlier. Umanu Rabbi Yonatan ben Achmai, or some say it was Rabbi Yonatan ben Achmai, Bechad the Ime, which was Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud. So again, the question over here is, who was the leader of this chavrusa? So, v'chadimei manu Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud, chad dahavi gabayu samchu, v'chad lo havi gabayu lo samchu. The same thing happened, but he wanted to be masbech then. Only one that was nearby, he could be masbech. He wasn't able to be masbech, the one that was in the Chutz Lars. You see that the answer to your question is no. You cannot actually send it to someone who's not Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yosha have become ishtak and Rabbi Yochanan and Mishvachinus. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yochanan always wanted to give them svicha. And lo havi mistari milsa, and it never worked out. Now the reason that it never worked out, the pashtus, is because he could never get three smuchim together at a time when they were available. It was when they happened to come in town, he was able to find another two smuchim, which people bring as a raya against the Rambam, because otherwise, what's the meaning? Lo avi mistayim hilsa. What was the problem? There's no possible way to get things to work out. Okay. But lo avi mistayim hilsa. Avi mistayim hilsa. He was very, very upset. He felt that this was a breakdown, that they weren't right. Something was wrong. So they said to him, Lonitz Tireman, there's no way this is going to work out. There's nothing to be upset about. Hanan mi debet Eli kasina. We come from the house of Eli. And Rav Shmuel bar Nachman quotes Rav Yonasan as saying, Minayin she'in nisbachin lebet Eli. How do we know that people that come from Eli's family will never get smicha? Shenema lei yezakein deveitcha kol hayamim. There will never be an elder in your home. Now, what do you think that means? You think that means Maizakein, Limezakein Mamash. You think that means someone who's old? It's a different passage. It says, Kol Marbit Beitcha Yamutu Anashim. So all the people in your home will die young. So when it's saying over here, there won't be a Zakein, the pshat is Smicha. There won't be someone who gets Smicha. That's why it simply isn't working out. So even if there will be Chachamim that are Zakenim in age, how could that be? That the Gemara says, the Reish Gittayah Gemilas Chasodim, so they could be Deicha the Gezerah of the Yamutu Anashim. But nonetheless, they won't be Zakenim in another sense. They won't be Zakenim in having Smicha. Rabbi Zera, actually, they wanted to give him Smicha. Every time they wanted to give him Smicha, he hid out somewhere. They couldn't find him. So, having a time, let me Smicha. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, because he says, listen, it says, Le'olam avikovel v'kayam, keep yourself hidden, and that way you'll survive. Put yourself in the spotlight, and you're dead. What do I need smicha? But Kima Deshama Lahad, the Omer Rabbi Elazar, after he heard what Rabbi Elazar says, that Ein Adam, Olele Gidula, Elim Kein Mochalim Lo Hakol Avonotam. So this way he figures, if he gets smicha, no, maybe he'll die young, but at least he'll get mechila, you see. It's worth it. Amtsi le'anapshe, he gave himself over. Because it's an aliyah l'gedula. When a person gets a new madrega, like a chosin, or like that, it's like being a new person. So it was worth it for him. Ki samcha Rabbi Zera, when they finally gave Rabbi Zera smicha, people came out and sang. And here again we see the profound interrelationship of the am with the smicha process. And they sang like this is the same song that they would sing for the Kala, the Lo Kachal, the Lo Tzarak. So year two, they said, Lo Kachal, this guy doesn't put on eyeshadow, meaning he's got no shtick, the Lo Tzarak, He's got no rouge on his face, no big black hat, velo pirchus, no permanence, doesn't have one of the, taken from the collar. Lo pirchus, in this case, he doesn't have this big white long beard. It's okay. V'yalatchen, he's beautiful. That is beautiful. When they made Geit Smich, Rabami and Rasi, they said this song. Kol min dein, smoke olana. People like that, that's who we want. Lotus mechulana, don't give us any more of those creeps that you've been given smicha to. Lomi smart, son of Lashon smartitin. No rags, meaning people that they know a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's very ragged, as we would say in English. It's ragged. So we don't want rags. But Lomi Sarmitina, Rashi has the Sarmitina as the Lashon of smartut. And the Sarmisin, he has a Lashon of castration, tearing things out and putting them in the wrong place. So everything, all the wrong values, you know. The less important things are first, the more important things are last. We know about that kind of smicha. Don't give us those kind of smicha. Rami Aloni Chamsanim. Don't give us the people that are Chamsanim. So some learn very sweet chat. Chamsanim is the chemes. They keep to themselves. They won't share the real meaning of things. They tell you what to do without really explaining. No, the Pashup Chat Chamsanim, you know, they lord it over you. So it's a lot. Get a chomas.
There's a nice little note about it from the Maharsha. I think that this last one, Chamisha, that they've
been. Yeah, we're not up.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I was doing the Chamsanim. The other approach is that it's a lesson of Chamisim, which is a lesson of Chamisha, and that's what you're referring to?
Right, the 20%.
Yeah.
20% of the second.
Very contemporary.
I would assume that the first
not necessarily. Depends
the popular 20%.
The popular 20%. Rilomi Turmisin. Now Rashi says he doesn't know what Turmisin are. So let me explain. Turmisin is a version of Turmus with a tuff, even though you're spelled with a tet. And Turmisin, man, they're horrible to eat. They're very, very bitter. You know, unless they're well boiled, don't give us those kinds. Rabbi Avu was a very chashuv guy. He had a lot to do with the government, and he was also very beautiful. He's one of the ones that was in the list of the list of the shufrei. So the shufrei Rabbi Avu ends up being kashufrei the Yaakov Avinu, which is kashufrei the other Marishan. And he was a very beautiful person. And when he used to come from the Beis HaMedrash to visit the government in Rome, all the women used to go out, these Washington socialites, the Roman socialites, used to go out and dance to meet him. And they would sing, Rabba de Ame, the leader of his generation, the Rav, the Madban Adumse, the governor of his people. Butzina de Nehura, beam of light, because it didn't used to shine. Brich bat yech l'shalom, may your coming be blessed with peace. Okay, so now we're continuing on with the next element of the Mishnah. Yesterday we talked about smichas hazakenim, the smicha of the zakenim if they have to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. Today we deal with arifas agala. Now even though the Egla Arufa, it says in the Mishnah, we're talking about the Arifa, which was the same achlokas we had yesterday by Smicha Sekenin, 3 or 5. Even though it says Arifa, the truth is that the Arifa really wasn't done by the Zekenim that we're going to analyze here, which we talked about yesterday, Zekenei Besdin HaGadol, and so on. The real function of the Zekenim of the Besdin HaGadol is to determine which Zekenei Ha'ir will do the Arifa Sa'egla. The Arifa itself was done by the Zekenim of that city. And there it says all of them, Kol Zekenei Osa Ha'ir. But here we're talking about the determination of Osa Ha'ir. So this word Arifa Tagala, as Tosis points out, is Lav Davka. It doesn't really mean Arifa. We're talking about the Midida. And we need to have a Bezdin, because that is not, it's not a simple measurement, it's a determination. We very often get into questions. What areas are included? From where do we measure? on the body. What happens if two cities are in the same tchum? Things like that. So there's a lot of questions. When those questions require the determination of a Beis Din, so we need a real Beis Din to do it with all of the binim of Ein Beis Din Shakul and so on and so forth. Once that's determined, then the Torah hands it over to the local dayanim of that city, and they go ahead and they bring the kapora. So where do we know that, what's the basis of machlokas, 3 or 5? Tana Rabbana. V'yatzu zikeinecha v'shoftecha. Zikeinecha shnai, shoftecha shnai. Ein Beis Din Shakul, mosifin aleihem od echad. And we get 5. Arikan Chamishan, this again is Rabbi Yudashit in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zikinecha Shnaim, Ein Beitin Shakul, Mosifim Aleim Odechad, which is Shlosha. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the Shoftecha? Omi Boile, Lemi Yuchadim Shebe Shoftecha. He says, on Zikinecha, meaning the Zikinim who are the leading Shoftim. That is to say, they have to be members of the Sanhedrin HaGedolah, and not just some Zikanim from a Beis Din, a Sanhedrin Ketana. So wait a second, that's a good point, isn't it? So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that he has an extra Shoftecha? Ah, Rabbi Yehuda says, because it could have said Ziknei Shoftecha. It says Zikenecha v'Shoftecha. Ziknei Shoftecha would have meant the elders of the Shoftim in the Beis Din HaGedolah. So be Ziknei or Zikenecha Nafka. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I need that too. Let's say what have said Zikinei. So I said, okay, Zikinei is to tell me that you need to have Zikinim, but maybe it means Ziknei Ashuk, as we said yesterday. Maybe Stam Zikinim, that aren't members of the court, because Rachman is Zikinecha. But even Zikinecha might mean a Sanhedrin Katana. Therefore, it still has to say Shoftecha. So it's the Zikinecha of Shoftecha, which is Mimi Uchadim Shebe Shoftecha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, well, actually, you're right. I'm learning out from the word v'samchu ziknei, you're referring to referring to the parallel davar shel tzibur we had yesterday, and there we know that we needed 5. I'm learning that zikenim to hear. Well, wait a minute. If you're learning from there that malahalas miyuchadim shebeidav kam yuchadim shebeid shebezikenecha iyalif leilav kulam yasa. Learn the whole thing from there. And I said, why are we counting? You already told us yesterday from yesterday's pasuk by Paralam Davishal Tzibur that we know that we need 5. But now you're claiming that you have Xavier Shava from Ziknei from Paralam Davishal Tzibur to Megidat Segla Rufa. So what do you have to count? Simply say that just like the Torah told us for the din of Smicha on Paralam Davar, we need 5. You do, we need 5. You don't need any more than Ziknecha Shoftecha. That can't be the pshat. Says the Gemara, well, you're right. Okay, I pull back from that. I'm darshaning the Shoftecha. So the Shoftecha tells me, besides needing the Ziknei, Zikinecha of Shoftecha, you also need and Shoftecha. And Shoftecha means and another 2. So therefore I come on with 4, and Ein Beis Din Shakul, so now I know we need 5. So Vav the Shoftecha is Liminyana. Rabbi Shimon, Vav lo darish. Rabbi Shimon holds this Vav doesn't tell me anything. Elamayata v'yatsu shnayim. Wait, why can't we continue reading the pasuk then? V'yatsu is 2. And then umadadu is another 2. So then we should add, if everybody's counting over here, I mean, you know, who's counting, but we should throw in another 4. So then we get 7 or we get 9. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have 4 beside the 5, that's Tisha. According to Rabbi Shimon, we've got 7 altogether, 4 besides the 3. No, V'yatsu and Umadadu tells me different limudim specifically. Ahumi boilei l'kitatanya. V'yatsu means you got to do it yourself. And you cannot send shluchim. Umadadu means you have to count no matter what. Even if there's only 1 city nearby, and any idiot can see that it's batz'o ba'alil l'ir. It's absolutely clear that it's next to this city. Tzarik la'asok b'midida. The mitzvah is to give the sense of connection to the actual measurement. So those 2 dinim, I learn out from those 2 words. I'm left to darshan a number of people only from the opening of the pasuk. Now you'll note that the masnisim is the loki haitana. obviously, our Mishnah that talks about these numbers doesn't mention anything else. Cannot be going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he tainus, and when it says the Yatsu Zekeinecha Vishofecha, yes, Zekeinecha refers to Sanhedrin. That might even mean the whole thing. And Shoftecha refers to the king in the Kohen Gadol. Because a king is called a Shof because it's Melech B'mishpat Yamid Aretz. A Kohen Gadol is called Shof because it says Uvatal HaKohen Ningin HaLeviim El HaShofet. Now, it's not clear when, it's certainly not completely like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is claiming you need the king in the Kohen Gadol. I mean, the Mishnah leaves that out. It's not something to leave out when you're talking about three people or five people and not bothering to tell me that we're talking about the Kohen Gadol and so on. I mean, even though we said before that we talked about being Motzi Lemil Kamar, let's say, on the basis of a Sanhedrin, we didn't talk about the fact that you need the Melech and so on there, but that's not a problem. They were talking about Sanhedrin. But if you're talking about the number of people, what are you going to tell me? Well, you need three individuals out there. And you don't tell me you need the Kohen Gadol? You don't tell me you need the king? That's crazy. Yeah. So here, points out Tosis, here there's no excuse for not saying it. But our question is, Iberlu, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Chodot Pligi or the Tartik Pligi? Is he arguing the very words, the very words for the numbers, correct? But that's our question. Is that the whole machlokas about whether we're using the Shoftecha for Melech and Kohen Gadol? Or is he arguing about the Sanhedrin itself? And when he says Sanhedrin, he means the whole Sanhedrin, plus the Kohen Gadol and the Melech.
Sanhedrin is 71?
Huh? Sanhedrin would be the whole 71. So maybe when it comes to Sanhedrin, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Maybe he's arguing about the Sanhedrin. Do you want a Sanhedrin? He says every last one's got to come. Rabbi Yosef, well, I'll bring you a raya. Somebody's got to hold that the whole Sanhedrin has to go out there, and I'll prove it. And the only one that could be has got to be the Shita. I mean, it must be Rabbi Yosef Yaakov. And I'm going to show you there's a time that the entire Sanhedrin leaves as a body. Now, where is that? Because Rabbi Yosef, Tashma, it says in the dinim of the Zakein Mamre. Now the Zakein Mamre has to argue on Sanhedrin Agdayot, and he has to say, I disregard your psak, I think you're wrong. Matzon Abet Pagi. Now let's say that he was in Sanhedria and he meets Sanhedrin in Sanhedria. Not supposed to meet Sanhedrin as long as they're living, right? So he's there in Beit Pagi. Vehimra Alehem, they didn't call it Sanhedria for nothing, you know. So he's Mamra against them there, while they're all together in Sanhedrin. Now what in the world would he be doing meeting Sanhedrin in Sanhedria? That we've got to figure out. Yechote Hamra to Hamra, you might think that would be a valid Hamra'a. Tamud Lomar Vikamtava Alita El Hamakom. It's only in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Lishkat HaGazit, that he could actually be Mamre as a Zakein Mamre. Malamicha Makom Golem. Now, this means that we need a pasuk to tell me that it's possible, logistically, to be Mamre in Sanhedrin elsewhere, but it's not considered to be Hamra'ah. I want to know, how is it possible? What do I need this pasuk for? When would Bezdin ever be in Sanhedria? So I know, you're going to tell me, maybe just a few members, huh? Okay, let's think about that. So not for Kama. How many people of Sanhedrin did he meet walking through Sanhedrin? He found some of the members of Sanhedrin. Well, what kind of Hamra is that? Maybe he's right. Maybe the majority of the Sanhedrin in there actually agrees with him. What kind of Hamra is that? He says, you know, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Why don't you go back and take a vote? You'll see I'm right. I have no intention of listening to this. So I don't need a person to tell me that that's not considered to be Amrada. Elapshita enough for Kulu. Obviously, they all went out. Because if you're going to tell me that Rove went out, it won't help. Because the fact is, as long as they don't don it to the Sanhedrin, how can they claim that this is a psak of Sanhedrin? So it's got to be he met the Sanhedrin. And nonetheless, the Torah is telling him, even though he met the Sanhedrin, the psak wouldn't be binding on him as a Zokein Mamre, unless he's in the Lishkas HaGrosses. Now, how could he possibly have met the Sanhedrin? Where were the Sanhedrin going? If you're going to try to tell me that they came there because they went to watch a Mordechai Ben David concert, so they can't even go out to the bathroom, because it says Shirarech Agan Hasahar Ayech Hasah Hamazet, your navel is the valley of the moon and shall never be missing the proper balance. Now, although this is a speech to a lover in Shir Hashirim, it's referring to Klal Yisrael, who is the beloved. The belly button of Klal Yisrael is the center from which the rest of the body is nizon, and that's the Lishkas HaGozis, where the Bezdin takes place. That's why it's Agan HaSahar. It's a Sahar, because Bezdin is Yoshev, in the shape of the moon, essentially. So it's the valley of the moon, in which everybody surrounds the Kechatzi Goren Agula. Al Yechasah HaMazeg, you have to see to it that you always have the Mezigah of Sanhedrin that's there. So if somebody needs to get up to go to the bathroom, he needs to look around and see if he has a quorum, and only then is he allowed to leave. Yeah, so Mezigah is three. We know the Mezigah is three. Three, they actually started making stalls for two in England now, for the women bathrooms. It turns out that everybody likes to go together. So, in any event, he couldn't possibly... They couldn't possibly have all left, because you're not allowed to all leave. Mezigah is three, one and three, so...
So
there
has to be a certain amount...
Exactly, you've got to have that Mezigah there. And certainly they can't all go. Elip Shita, the only way they could go... is for a Dvar Mitzvah, when Sanhedrin has to go as Sanhedrin. Ha! Where is that Dvar Mitzvah? I got you. Medidat ha. So therefore, there's got to be a Shita that says that Sanhedrin leaves for the Medida. So there's no longer a question. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said Sanhedrin and Melech and so on. He was referring to the whole Sanhedrin, not to three members or five members, because otherwise, when would this happen? What a beautiful riot. Say, if you dummy. Lav l'medidat ha'agala. It's got to be the Eglah Rufa, and it's going like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Amakuli Sanhedrin, Dinan, in which case, obviously, he argues on Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon in both issues. Amalei Abaye, well, it's cute, but I got another possibility. I mean, if he's going to meet them in Beit Pagi, then it's not for Medida. That's Yerushalayim. It's got to be an expansion of the city. Beit Pagi was the further extension of Yerushalayim. But in order to expand the city, you need to have Sanhedrin. So that's why they went out. Gidon Shiatzula Hosif Ala Yir, or Ala Azarot. Kiditznan says Beferish in the Mishnah, Ein Mosifim Ala Yir Vala Azarot, Elu Beit Din, excuse me, Shoshivim Ve'achat. So that would explain what they're all doing out there in Beit Pagi. And perfect name, Sanhedrin. Although I'm afraid that the people who gave the name were thinking more about the burial places of the Sanhedrin. Little did they realize that it's a central, Beit Pagi is central to the whole idea of what Sanhedrin is doing outside. But well, it works out well.
That was probably an extension of the city at one time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Beit Pagi was the extension of the city. I'm saying, but here it works out perfectly. Why we would call it Sanhedrin? The place that Sanhedrin had to be Marcy. Very nice. So, that, therefore, takes off Rabbi Yosef's Raya. However, it happens to be that the Braisa actually says like Rabbi Yosef, although it says like Abaya too. Tanya Gavasa to Rabbi Yosef, Matzana Beit Pagi v'imra lehem, Kigon. So now in its Tosefta, it adds, Kigon, the case that they went out to Yotsu, Limedidat Eglarufa, Ulohosif ala Yeror. Maybe they went out for that, or for that. So here we see the Rav Yosef's case is also included, and therefore the Reb Yosef's baby, his diyuk isn't absolutely binding, but the Braita certainly arrived that there is such a shita. That's got to be Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Yochel shtei amra to amra. He's an amora. We're looking for a tana in the shita. Talmud lomar v'kamta v'alita l'makom melamed shahamakom goreim. And by the way, over here it says separately for the Arifata Agala in the Tosefta, which is not like the Tosefta, who says that that's Lav Dafka. It lists separately the Medida and the Arifa, so that the meaning of the Pasuk would be the presence of the Zikne Osa Yir is required, but so would be, according to that Tosefta, the presence of the Sanhedrin Agadela. Neta Ravoya Maisa Sheni She'in Damav Yiduin Bishlosha. We need three people to give us a valuation where you're trying to make a pidyon on things she'in damav yiduin, and this is dafka maisa sheni, the neter avoy. We always want an evaluation because it's fresh new fruits and there's a high value for it. So in damav yiduin, says the rabbi, when you say maisa sheni she'in damav yiduin, what does that mean? I mean, can't you just look in the papers and see what a kilo of fruit is today? I mean, what do you mean, in them of you doing? There's prices. There's a price in the shuk. Now, it's talking about peirot shehirkivu. Hirkivu, of course, doesn't mean hirkivu literally. If they were rotten, then they would have lost the kedusha meiser on them anyway. It means that they've started to go bad, and we certainly, there's no way, I mean, nobody's going to buy this for the full price. Or yayin shehikrim, you've got a layer of what do you call that? Not cream, but... Mm-hmm. On the top. What do you call that? No. Yeah, it's like a scum. Or ma'ot she'echlidu. You have most of Meiser Sheni that are in bad shape. They've gotten rusted. And you need to figure out what this is worth. So you need to have the opinion of three people. Tanur Rabbanan. Meiser Sheni she'en damav yidvin podin ota b'shlosha l'kuchot. You need to buy it. You need to be poted with three Lekuchot. Now, sublearn lekuchot mean, Tosus brings this shot, literally, three consumers. In other words, take three offers on it, and then take the highest offer, and then you'll know what it's worth. That's very difficult for the Gemara later on, as Tosus points out. Rashi's lekuchot simply mean buyers, in other words, people that buy and sell, business people, that they know what things are worth. Doesn't mean stomp, ask a kid in the street, so what would you pay for this? Right, that's right. Na mumchin.
What about tag?
But lekuchot. Sorry?
What about like tag? Isn't tagrim or something merchants?
Yeah, tagrim or merchants. That's right. So chavrim. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. And so the Tanakhama says lekuchot. Avolodish lo shasha ina lekuchot. Vafilo nachriach avim. It could be, when we say three, it's nothing to do with the three of the Besdin that we're talking about. One of them could be a guy. We're just talking about people that would be knowledgeable. That's all we're saying. And for that matter, even the guy himself. What if the Bilem is one of them? Well, he can also offer an opinion. So I feel like I've been Bilem. Although we posken that the two against one can't be the Bilem, including the two, who's a Nogeya Badover, to give a lower price than the other one. But he can be one of the three, in other words, the dion that they're going to have together. Boy, you're viewing me. How about if there are three people that are metilin latoch kis echad mahu? They constantly share their earnings and things, the three people, but they're always involved in doing business. They are their partners. So would that be three different people, or have they already learned to basically just think alike and reflect each other's views? Tashma, ish ushtei nashav, if a guy who's married with two women, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll stay awake for this.
All right, there we go. So a guy who's married to two women, Podin Maaser Sheni, he and his two wives can go and be Podin Maaser Sheni, Sheni, none of you doing. So you see, I mean, certainly a guy and his two wives, I mean, they're used to reflecting each other's opinions, aren't they? So they go, well, no, not necessarily. How about Rav Papa and his wife, Bat Abba Surah? How about Bat Abba Surah? Bat Abba Surah. She ain't never shared nothing with him. I mean, she's got her own account. She's got her own business. You know, he's in the beer business. She never liked the beer business anyway. Felt she married down, you know. And so she maintained her own businesses. So when it says a man and his two wives, I mean, maybe that's what it means. Rav Papa and two wives like that. I mean, that's not necessarily going to reflect each other's opinions. So, you know, as I mentioned before, Moshe Baruch, that we don't necessarily, the person himself may not be the one who's going to paskin. We're just interested in having the diyun over here. So, over here...
People who have the same outcome in mind, really.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. All right, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.